Hello, everybody out there in Taxiland. This is the Mike and Abe show, and Mike just woke up with a toothache.
Yes, actually, I woke up with a. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the good people at the NYU Dental School in Manhattan on First Avenue, and I think it's 24th Street.
24th Street. They were open. I know it.
You do? Okay. Yeah. They're open by miracle. They're open from 8 to 12 on Saturday for emergency stuff. And man, as a cabbie, I was panicking. And that's another thing with this healthcare stuff. All this, we got to get rid of Obamacare. You don't have to get rid of Obamacare. You got to keep Obamacare for people who need it, like cab drivers with bad teeth. Because I got in there, I had this blazing, hot toothache on my upper molar, and that happened on like Friday. It started on Friday. I'm like, oh well, I'll just ride it through. I'll do some salt water, blah blah blah. Man, this thing started kicking in. It wasn't going away. And 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. This is like the fourth time I've had a toothache on a Friday night. My luck. So I was panicking, and the security guard said, oh, come in tomorrow morning. So I go in on the Saturday morning. I had to eat a $22 parking fee around the corner, but at least there was parking.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there, and the emergency room fee is $75. It depends on your health coverage, but it's usually 75 bucks or less, depending on what kind of coverage you have. And there's people right there. They patch me up, and I'm going to go in next week to get whatever it is fixed. But they gave me some antibiotics. The tooth infection is gone, and I'm happily blabbing away on the Taxi Abe show.
On the Mike and Abe show. He doesn't even know his name.
On the Mike and Abe show. You know, Taxi Abe. You are Taxi Abe.
He's been doing the show for. You know, I looked. We've done over close to 100 episodes of this show.
Get out. 100 episodes.
Well, you know, our 2-year anniversary from when we started the show is coming up next month, okay?
Oh.
And we've only missed maybe 4 or 5 Sundays at most, okay?
Wow. So what do I get you for our 200th anniversary? It's I mean, I don't even know.
Here's what you can get me, Mike. You can get me a commitment to be on time.
I'll see if they have that in Tiffany's.
Okay, a commitment to be on time, and have a little respect for people that are waiting for you. Okay,
dude. Are we getting into like a whole cycle?
No. It's all right. It's okay. Mike showed up late today
because he showed up late.
All right.
Meaning me, I have no respect for you.
Okay.
You say is waiting for me, but I sent you an email at 4 a.m, and you could have used your psychic powers to say, hey, the guy's sending an email at 4 a.m. Maybe he won't be up at 9 a.m. because I was driving a cab and dealing with a toothache.
Okay.
That's the fact. So
okay.
All right.
We'll leave this in the show. Okay.
We can leave it in the show.
Okay.
I defended myself.
Okay.
You posted.
Let's get down to business here. All right. You posted.
No.
You posted a message of an article that was published 5 years ago. On the message
four
board.
Years ago.
No, 2012.
5 years.
It's almost 5 years. It's I didn't see the month,
wow,
but
okay.
It's 2012. I saw that. Okay, so
I was coming up on the fifth year. Okay,
yeah, right.
So four.
Right.
Well over 4 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were you saying to me about that message?
Well, that message that I sent you gives us a view into the past and darkly history of all this taxi app stuff. Right when Uber first came in, they were breaking into the industry using yellow cabs. They had nothing. They came in here, some crazy kids from the West Coast with an app, and everybody's like, app? What? How? So the people who had installed, apparently, the passenger information monitor stuff back in those days got their, you know, feelings hurt and were threatening to take legal action because according to whatever contract they signed, they were supposed to be the ones doing app stuff and doing all technology stuff in cabs, the two companies.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I'm reading from this email from CNBC
four
and a half years ago.
Well, Uber wanted the taxi drivers. Now, mind you, at this time, Uber was only in yellow taxis, okay?
Right.
And Uber wanted the taxi drivers, the taxi passengers, I should say, to pay the money directly to them, you know, the metered fare. Now, what was their intention? How were they going to pay the cab drivers?
That's a good question. Well, I guess they do the way they do now. They get bank accounts. But at the time, I think they the credit card was getting a percentage.
Well, it is still now. The credit, you know, going through the TPEP system, right?
Right.
And you can bring this up on the Taxi Dave show. Are you doing the Taxi Dave show tonight?
Yes, I'm jumping into the
Okay, because Taxi Dave really knows everything when it comes to this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, the TPEP only pays out the fee to the bank, okay? Or actually, the money goes through the TPEP, the credit card, and somewhere down the line, the taxi driver got charged the 5% of the fare. In other words, if it was a $50 fare, it was $2.50. Okay.
Right.
All right. Just to make things simple. All right. Okay. And the actual charge, now having been a taxi owner at the time, and having been charged as an owner, the actual charge was somewhere around 3.5%. So the TLC was letting the owners charge 5%, you know, as a administrative fee, you know, the additional 1.5%. Okay, so the taxi driver got all of the fare except for 5% in most cases, and in some cases, such as, you know, individual owners like myself, they got only charged 3.5%. Okay, now what was Uber going to do with the money? The question is, what was Uber going to do with the money? And I don't know the answer to this. Okay, you know, if the money went directly to Uber, were they going to return all but 5% to the taxi driver? I don't think
so.
This
system, like you with your medallion, and I have to admit, like, if I was a medallion owner, I would love the TPEP system, because you go back in the days where you literally had to drive down from upstate New York to get your money from a cab driver.
Well, yeah, I had to run after him, you know, and I had to chase down his son at midnight.
Right. We're not going to mention any names.
Yeah,
we're
right.
We're not going to mention it.
Yeah, okay.
But then the other thing is, with a lot of these cab drivers, if they would have got paid directly, then that would have gone straight into their pocket and would have just gone around the taxi owner getting that money sent directly to them. It would have been sent directly to a driver's bank account or to the driver. And you would have been back to the drawing board trying to collect money.
Well, it may have been at that time arranged that that whatever Uber was going to take, the rest would go to the owner of the taxi, who in turn would credit the taxi driver, such as was happening with the TPEP. Because the credit cards from the TPEP went directly to the owner, and then it was up to the owner to reimburse the driver.
Now tell the people what TPEP is.
TPEP is the system which processes the credit cards, okay,
right.
and a bunch of other things, okay.
It's taxi passenger information processing or account processing or something like that, right?
I don't know what it stands for. All I know is it's TPEP.
It's TPEP. TPEP is the system in the cab where you swipe the card, it takes the money.
Okay. Well, if you ask Taxi Dave tonight on the show, you know, bring this up with him and let's see what he says. Okay. All right, because Taxi Dave, every Sunday night on WOR, is the man of knowledge.
Man of knowledge, high, all knowing.
Yeah,
the high priest of taxi knowledge.
Yeah,
unlike us, where I can't even wake up in the morning.
Yeah, speaking of knowledge, I want to shout out to Taxi CPA. Okay. You know, I know tax time is coming. Go to the front page of NYC Taxi News. Check out Taxi CPA and get your taxes done. Okay?
Right. Because here's the thing. A lot of cabbies still, to this day, try and muddle through this stuff themselves. And there's so many things that a professional accountant can help you with that'll identify stuff that you don't know is going on.
Right.
And with more and more money coming in with credit cards and going on the books, you really need to know everything possible. And an accountant does this for a living, and a cab driver drives a cab for a living. So, I mean, the accountant's not going to know the fastest way to get to Kennedy, and the cab driver's not going to know the best way to do the tax returns. So it's in everyone's best interest to use professional people. So the time is nigh, and this is a very good guy you got on the website, so I've heard very good things about him. So Godspeed.
Okay, so Mike, so we don't know what Uber was going to do with the money, okay? And right. It's amazing that our friend David Yaski, our best friend, okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Our best friend not, okay, actually stepped in and stopped Uber from doing what they were doing, only to bring them back later. You know, you see, this is when Uber decided, this is probably when Uber decided that, you know something, what do we need the yellow cabs for? Let's just put our apps in the for hire vehicles, and then we'll take our 25-30%. Okay, probably.
I think probably.
Hold on, let me finish. I think probably the yellow taxi was only letting them take a small fee for their service, like $2 or something. And the guy that would know that is your friend McDonough. Okay, John McDonough, the captivist. He's also on the Taxi Dave show because he was using Uber. He said so. Okay?
Yeah. No, he said he was getting like 10 trips a day using Uber with the yellow cab back in the day. He said he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the other thing is I could never understand is we have a lot of people, and I'm sure you've been infuriated over the years, just like I have been, who don't drive cabs, never ran cabs, don't know anything about cabs, and they're always the go-to experts on cab stuff. And it's like, listen, at what point do they talk to cab drivers and cab owners to ask them what the best thing to do with the business? For example, like, I remember when they were talking about the apps, and the apps were starting to get some traction, taxi apps, traction in the cabs, and somebody said, okay, well, we're going to charge the driver, let's say, $2, or let's say 5%. We're going to charge the driver 5%, for app calls to go to Kennedy. And then somebody chimes in who doesn't drive a cab and said, oh my God, $5 for an app call. Listen, don't use the app. If you have such a big problem with getting 5% for someone who wants to use an app call to go to Kennedy, I would gladly pay $2.50 for an app call off the street to Kennedy Airport. Don't tell me I'm getting ripped off. I will be the judge if and when I get ripped off. I will know when I'm getting ripped off. Trust me, I've had a lot of experience knowing when I get ripped off. I don't have a problem with an app company charging me 5%. And guess what? The passengers don't have a problem getting charged $3, $4, $5 from an app company to get a cab in front of their house. So, this jumps into something I want you to say with this whole, apparently apps companies are saying, we're not street hail, when I think, in my opinion, they're totally street hail. And now they're talking, the yellow cabs can't get prearranged app calls because they're saying it's some prearrangement thing. What is your view on that?
It's coming down to where we're all doing prearranged calls, okay? If an app call is a prearranged call, which in some cases it is, and in most cases it's not. Okay.
Right. Exactly. All right. They're on the street.
It doesn't matter whether you use a phone, an app, you know, or whatever. A prearranged call is pick me up later, and later could be 20 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now. You know, a street call is pick me up right now, right here. Okay.
Correct.
So what's the difference? What's the difference how it's done? Okay, that's what I'm saying. You know, they're erroneously and criminally, I should say, calling, you know, and I'm talking about the app companies, they're calling the app call a prearrangement regardless of whether it's now or later. Okay?
Right.
And that's where the problem lies. Okay?
That's what the big problem
And I've
lies.
Said this Correct. From the very beginning, that the prearranged call is not defined, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just left up to a matter of what common sense tells you, okay? Prearranged.
Yeah.
What's the definition of pre?
Right.
Prearranged. We're arranging it for later. We don't want to do it now. We want to do it later. That's prearrangement. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, what part of prearrangement does somebody not understand? You know.
And I'll tell you the other
and
thing.
And I direct that. And I direct that to the taxi commission. Okay, go.
Right. And in terms of public safety, you have these. It's a sea of Uber cars now. These little black Uber cars. Where they have this army of guys making like $60, $80, like just like part-time people, and they're rookie drivers, and when they get an app call, it's like they've won the lottery. They stop on a dime, they go to the phone, they look down on the phone, they weave all over the road. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle people aren't getting killed right and left, and they keep talking about, oh, Vision Zero. The craziest thing they've done, where you have to laugh at anything related to traffic safety, is to give tens of thousands of inexperienced drivers an app phone to dispatch street hails with. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, right now, you should see it on the street. In fact, I might just do that. I might run around with a camera and take video of how dangerous it is with app dispatching on the street. And they don't even pull over.
I want you to do that. I want you to do that. And I want you, and I will upload it to NYC Taxi News.
Please.
Okay,
so
the weather is bad today. It's snowing. You know, it's March. 3-4 weeks from now, it'll be springtime. They'll be playing baseball at Yankee Stadium, okay, in the Citi Field, okay, which means the weather will be getting warmer. That's when I want you to go out with the camera and do it. And you do have I know you have a video camera, right?
I got something lying around here. Yes.
And I know. And another place you can go is to the shipyards. You know, where the passenger ships pull in on Sunday morning to the shipyards, and there's a lot of criminal activity going on there. Okay.
Shipyards.
Yeah, you know the
passenger terminal.
Yeah, the passenger terminal. No, not in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, on 46th. Yeah, 46th Street and 12th Avenue.
Oh my God! They never end. They never end.
I know. Well, according to Carolyn, they have a tent over there, and and they're hiding the taxis so they can't be seen. Okay, and
oh my God,
it's worse than the airport, Mike.
Uh-huh.
It's worse than what's going on at JFK. All right. So we need to dig into this. All right, and route these vermins out. All right.
Right.
You know, we're not necessarily hurting because of Uber so much as we are hurting because of all of the illegal activity these black cars are doing to steal our business. Okay.
This is true, and they're not stealing. They're stealing the cream of the crop. I mean, there are nights when I drive this cab now,
mm-hmm.
dude. I got to tell you, I feel like I'm driving a garbage truck because I'm getting it's like $4, $5, $6, $7, and I get whiny passengers. I basically get Uber rejects on the street when I'm running around in Manhattan now, okay? JFK also, they've changed the dispatching company for the contract at JFK. And I don't know what they're telling these new dispatchers because they have a whole new crew, practically, I'll say 90% new dispatchers at JFK. And they're blasting over the loudspeaker, very rude to the cab drivers. And it's just another thing where these so-called big shots in the taxi business, they wonder why they can't get the cars out. Well, we can get the cars out because you don't protect the drivers. You don't protect your business. And then you wonder why the cabs don't get out, and you wonder why the medallion price goes down. These guys who are supposed to be the big shot taxi people, some of them are doing a great job, don't get me wrong, but I'd say a lot of them just sit on their ass and do nothing and have done so for years. And they've made money sitting in their ass doing nothing. But now they have to get off their ass and do something, and they're not doing it, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell me if you would agree with this. We have the yellow taxis out there, okay?
Right.
Many of them are not out there, okay, because of all of the havoc that's going on, right?
Right.
We have the app taxis. And they are taxis. Let's not kid ourselves. All right.
Right. I refuse to call them taxis because I don't want to like mainstream them.
Yeah. Let's just say the illegal taxis.
Right.
Okay. They're doing.
The gypsy cabs,
whatever they are, they're doing calls that should not be done. They're doing prearranged calls, non-prearranged calls, and calling them prearranged. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what's called the undocumented black cars that are just stealing business all over town and at the airports and aren't being, and there is really no record of what they're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The ones that should not be out there, the ones that should be in some sort of holding cell with bars on it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Now tell me, you know, let's just look at the apps and the taxis. You know, it seems to me from what I'm reading and what everyone's saying that the only ones making money out there are the yellow taxi drivers.
This is true. This
okay.
Is true. As horrible,
all right. Right.
As horrible as things are.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the app people, the app companies are blowing through billions of dollars a year, you know, that they just got from Saudi Arabia and other foolish investing people. You know, they're just peeing that money away like it's some sort of overblown sugar in their system. Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And their drivers, the and we all saw the video with Kolonik. Okay.
Kolonik. I like the Taxi Dave thing where a few guys called and said Travis Kolonik.
Well,
you can pronounce it that.
Well, it's Colon, something like that.
Right.
Excuse me. It's with a K. It's with a K. Right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
Travis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, make America great again by getting billions of dollars from Saudi Arabia to get unlicensed, unfingerprinted drivers on the street. But, you know, the other thing that's happening now...
Let me finish. I'm not done. Hold that
thought. I must say everything. No. I have to control everything.
Hold that thought for a minute, okay? I'm not done, all right? Okay? What I'm trying to say is that the app companies aren't making money. The drivers are, you can see the attitudes of their drivers, you know, through that video, okay?
Morale is down, my friend.
You know,
the guy who got killed by Travis.
Right,
yeah.
Like, you know, the drivers got screwed. They're not making enough money to even pay their car payments, you know, let alone have money to put food on the table, right?
Right.
Okay? And the only ones making money out there are not the taxi owners, not the medallion owners, because we're living off peanuts at this point, okay? And when I say peanuts, I'm talking about M&Ms without the peanut, no M&Ms.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or whatever, just a peanut without the M&M, right?
Right,
all right.
I mean, I would even be happy taking a rejected green M&M that was rejected by Van Halen back in the day. I would take a 30-year-old rejected green M&M from Van Halen's backstage dressing room at this stage of the game.
Okay.
I would be
speaking
happy with
of
that.
Green, there's a story in Cranes today, okay, about those that invested in green taxis, okay, how they got the royal screw. But the point is that the only ones making money out there right now are the yellow taxi drivers.
Bingo.
Okay.
And, as much as we complain about life in general on the streets,
mm-hmm.
I have noticed that. And I said to myself, thank God for this little cab deal that I have, because it's my bread. It's my bread and butter right now. I do some other stuff, like, you know, in the taxi industry. We do a little this and that. But my food is generated by driving that cab, and I got a nice little cab deal from Checker. Speaking of advertisers on the front page, Checker
mm-hmm.
Taxi Garage
uh-huh.
on the front page of our website. It was very good. They have cabs sitting. They have great weekly deals. And I'll tell you, I just got a weekly deal. Me and my buddy who drives on the weekend. I am very happy with the deal I got now. And I'll tell you one thing about Uber. Uber has driven down the weekly price of renting a cab in New York City. So if you know what you're doing and you can navigate the streets and the airports and the aggravation in general, you can still make a decent living driving a yellow cab. It's not going to be the most glamorous job in the world, but it's a very good job, especially for part-timers or college kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I had some all-stars of aggravation in the cab the last week. Just really crazy people. Can I talk about one I had the other day?
Yeah, go ahead.
Had a lady get in the cab at Kennedy Airport. She was, how should I say this? Let's say she looked to me like a career vegetarian. Let's put it that way.
What you're saying is she had no fat.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. Well, you could say yeah. None whatsoever. I should have yelled Toro when she got in the cab.
I envy you.
Yeah. Okay. She gets it. First thing she says. First thing she gets. She goes, I'm going from JFK to East 80th Street. Oh, so okay, great. It's how much is that going to be? I said, oh, it's probably going to be about 50-something. So she gets in and says, I'm going to Brooklyn. And it's in the 80s somewhere in Brooklyn. And first thing she gets in, she goes, why are you hitting the meter now? I said, well, we're leaving the airport. She goes, well, we're sitting in traffic. I said, well, as soon as you get in the cab, we hit the meter. That's the rule. And now the meter is going from $2.50 drop to $3. And she's complaining. So I'm mm-hmm. thinking to myself, my God, what's going to happen when it gets there? She goes, how much does it go to Brooklyn? She goes, it says about the, it's going to be about $30 or $40. $30, that's very expensive. So right now she's carrying on. She meets her friend, and we go to the Barclays Center, and she goes, why? And then we get to the Barclays Center, and the whole thing was like $53. She gives me $60. I said, here's take $10. We'll just call it $50. And I asked her, because she went from JFK, picked up a friend, and went to the Barclays Center. I said, if you're going to the Barclays Center with her luggage, she didn't drop her luggage off. I said, why didn't you just take, like, the air train, change Jamaica, and go right to the Brooklyn Station? You could have got there for $9.
Right.
Basically, I said, you could have got here for $9 and not given me all this grief about $35, $40.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
And with that, she shoots her friend a look as if to say, yeah. Why didn't you tell me I could get here for $9 instead of having to pick you up and then go here and me pay $50? So apparently the torch was passed.
Well,
the friend
was having her pay, so why should she tell her? You can take a taxi
I guess.
Or go through the hassle of taking two trains, okay? Now let me ask you this. What route did you take? What route did you take to get there?
I took their friend's route. She said, I got one jump from JFK, got up at exit 13, and went straight across. We're literally right on the doorstep. But the amount of
exit 13 on what?
On the belt.
You took the belt to go to Flatbush and Atlantic.
No. We had to pick up the friend at her house.
I see. So where was the friend's house? What section?
Was it Marine Parkish kind of section,
In other words, Flatbush, that would be Flatbush and Avenue U.
Right around there. Right around there.
Okay.
And then we went to the Barclays Center
You went right up Flatbush Avenue, past Grand Army Plaza onto the other Flatbush Avenue or the other section of Flatbush Avenue by the Barclays Center.
Well, actually, I got to give her friend credit because she had a nice little zigzag to the Barclays Center from where I picked her up. And I would never have guessed that in a million years. I was going to go straight to Flatbush and then cut across.
Uh-huh.
But then when we got there, and I mean, I didn't feel sorry for her because she kind of loosened up as the ride went on because we were talking about this and that.
Yeah.
And but I mean, the point is, she literally could have went from Kennedy Airport right at the doorstep of the Barclays Center for $9.
Right.
And here she is fussing with me about why is it 35, why is it 40? But, man, I'll tell you something, bro. I got out of there so fast because I guess I let the cat out of the bag. And the look she gave her friend when I told her that she could have got here for $9 if she would have taken that train from the airport was like, oh, my God, what have I done? So, shoo!
You did the right thing. You told her the truth.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
There's nothing better than the truth.
Nothing better than the truth, especially in a situation like that when she's complaining to me about why is it $35 to go to Brooklyn, and it's like, well, let's put it this way: why are you paying $35 to go to Brooklyn when you could have got here for $9? So.
All right. Well, look, people do that all the time. You know, they have choices of what kind of transportation they're going to take. You know, it's not up to you to help them decide what to take. If they get into your taxi and they want to go to a certain spot, you're just supposed to take them. You're not supposed to tell them, take the subway, take the bus. You're supposed to just take them, you know?
Right. And she was giving me the whole, you know, she was like within earshot. I was listening to her saying, you know, Uber charges 34, Uber charges the... So basically, Uber took the same rate that we charge based on the rush hour and stuff like that. And it just, I don't know why we're getting, I think this whole Uber thing, a peripheral add-on to the Uber mess, is these people get these flat rates. And they don't know about meters, they don't know about waiting time, which is the traditional fair way to charge someone in a cab. And a lot of these Uber guys, the rates they charge are so low, it's like they're working for free. I ain't working for free. And that's why a lot of guys leave Uber, because you have to pay the cab driver a decent wage. I mean, I didn't ask her what she did for a living, but I know what I do for a living, and I ain't driving for Uber. No way. I mean, I hear what these guys charge. It's like a joke. Mm-hmm. They're working for free, these guys, practically, anyway.
Yeah.
And the money that's taken out of them, and Taxi Dave said something on the air, sometimes the customer gets charged more than the driver is notified about. Like, I mean, I didn't. That's a new thing. Can you imagine?
Well, you know, I'm sure somebody is going to look into that. I would hope, you know.
Right.
And our friend, the district attorney, the U.S. attorney, you know, has been fired. You know.
He's fired. Yikes.
You know, I'm not so concerned that he's been fired. I just wonder who's going to take his place. You know, and if he's going to continue with Mr. How do you say it? Barbara, something like that.
Bahabra.
Well, yeah. you know, he was interviewing our mayor for various reasons, and the mayor was talking about how we needed $10 million for a legal fund. You know, something like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if the replacement is going to pick up on that. You know.
Well, I mean, that's what I would like to know. It's like, listen, if you got this guy in the hot seat, and then all of a sudden the guy who has him in the hot seat gets fired, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm a big, I was a big Trump supporter. The last couple of months, it's getting a little tough to be a big Trump. I mean, I still support the president, but it's kind of like, dude, you get the Blasio who's been defending people's rights to demonstrate in front of your apartment building, right and left. All of a sudden, he's in the hot seat with Preet Bharara, and then now he's gone. So I'm just wondering what the math is with all this. What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Let me change the subject here, okay? There's a today is the 12th of March, and so March has 20 more days left, 19 more days left, right? 19,
yes.
Yeah, right. 19 more days left. And on April 6th, another 6 days, that's 24 days. There's a notice here of a public hearing at the Taxi Commission, our friends at the Taxi Commission, our best friends over there, the ones that love us so much, okay? The Taxi and Limousine Commission will hold a public meeting on April 6th, 2017, which will include a hearing on the economics of operating taxis and for-hire vehicles in the city, in New York City, pursuant to the TLC's authority under the New York City Charter. So, what do you think about all of that?
Oh, I mean, this is, I guess, we are the genuine article here, because you and me, we probably should have, from a professional standpoint, led off the show with this.
I know, but they love us so much that they didn't mind waiting for it, okay?
Yeah, it's like, oh, let's see, what else should we talk about? How about a fair increase from the city of New York? Okay, now here's the thing, let me ask something. I feel like I'm in bizarro world, because we have some cab drivers out there saying like, oh, I don't know if I want to get the fare increase because of Uber. It's like, listen, man, a rising tide raises all boats. And I have a lot of people who are smart, like you and my buddy Mitchell in the city, and a couple of guys who say, listen, if you can get a fare increase and you have that opportunity to get a fare increase, get the fare increase and worry about all that spit later on. Don't say no to a fare increase.
Right.
And stop trying to worry about cutting your price to compete with Uber. We don't compete with Uber. Uber is not our competition. Uber is a blob mess. Cabbies are coming back to the yellow cabs, and guess what? The best way to get cabbies back to the yellow cabs?
Give them a fare increase
and more money, and the passengers will get better cab service. You'll have more cabs on the street. You'll have more availability because cab passengers will be coming back into the cab because there'll be more cabs. I'm just wondering maybe these guys are shills who are just brain dead, or I don't know what their story is. I mean, how can you say no to a fare increase? You want to explain that to me? Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, let's hope that the fare increase is enough to turn the tide, and not too much to drive away people. That, you know, some people will argue that too much of a fare increase will drive away some passengers. Okay.
Right.
And others say, and I say, a fare increase will get these ill-conceived drivers out of the Uber cars and back into the yellow cabs.
Right. They will come a running, and it's just, I think a lot of this propaganda is being launched by our friends, and I say that sarcastically, at Uber, because every now and then there'll be a guy I talk to or a guy calling in the show or something, like another taxi show. Oh, we don't need it. Say, listen, who is this guy? He calls in, he says he's a cab driver. How do you know he's a cab driver? Because he says he's a cab driver? Maybe he's just a complete, you know, maybe he's completely FOS, and he's, you know, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need a fare increase. And I think that if you gave the cab drivers a fare increase, the fleets would benefit because they would get more drivers. And they would make more money with more drivers.
Well, let me say this, okay? If you've been reading the financial news, okay, interest rates are going up this year. They've already gone up a little bit. They're going to it's predicted that in a few days on the 15th, that Janet Yellen is going to knock it up a little bit more, okay, the Fed chairman, okay? And some are predicting that there may be 3 increases over the year of interest rates. Now, if you know anything about economics, you know that interest rates bring, higher interest rates bring inflation, okay?
Higher interest rates mean inflation or bring inflation?
They go hand in hand. Okay.
I thought lower interest rates spawned inflation.
No, the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
It's just a fact of economics. Okay, don't ask me to explain it. I'm not knowledgeable enough to know the algorithms. You know, I love that word, algorithm. All right. I never heard it in high school. Okay. But
first of all, I just want to interject with all this stuff to say I'm sorry I woke up late. You're a great guy. So
right.
You're doing yeoman's work on the website, and I treat you like horribly sometimes, and I don't mean to. It just works.
Okay.
So
go ahead. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rover. Okay.
Okay. If you're talking about interest rates, how we're all gonna die.
What I'm saying is, if interest rates go up, inflation's going to go up. Okay. If you've noticed when interest rates have been really low for the last 8 years, there hasn't been too much inflation.
Right.
Think about that. Okay.
Right.
You know, now oil prices went up and down because that had nothing to do with interest rates. That had to do with supply of oil. Okay.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with inflation going to go up with the interest rates, it only stands to reason that everybody's going to need more money.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, we get apparently a fare increase review every 2 years by law.
Yeah,
with an odd number.
I know, and then 2 years ago they gave us a big $4 raise for fares during the rush hour to JFK.
Whoop-de-doo. And I'll tell you something else. Somebody had a very good point. I think you're wrong about the interest rates.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm not. I'm not.
Well,
trust
what
me.
I see,
trust
they're
me on
raising
this.
the interest rates because the economy is too hot, and they don't want inflation. So they don't want
No,
like,
you're
well,
wrong, Mike.
Floating
Mike, you're right. I'll send you articles where you can. And you know, there are others out there could send us an email. I don't want to argue with Mike. Just send us an email, nyctaxinews@aol.com, and give your opinion, okay? But
well,
this is your opinion, but this isn't a matter of opinion. This is a matter of economic fact.
No, but they're, in my opinion, they're raising the interest rates out of fear of inflation. They're not raising the interest rates out of fear.
No,
of
they're raising the interest rates.
Yes.
They're raising the interest rates because the economy is doing well.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're raising the interest rates because the economy is doing well, and they don't want like a red-hot economy to balloon up.
I could just see two educated economists listening to this conversation and laughing their butts off. He's saying, who are these guys? All right? You know?
Yeah.
Okay? neither one of them know what they're talking about, and they're arguing over
it. I know what I'm talking about.
Are we the deaf leading the blind or what? Okay? Let's get off
this. You know, we have to bring in our friend Mitchell from Manhattan. Mitchell is the resident economic expert on everything. We got to get him on the show. Mitchell's a genius when it comes to stuff like this.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. So, anyway, that's it. And he also, I think, does he still have an ad? He has an ad, right?
Not with us.
He had an ad.
He doesn't have an ad with NYC Taxi News, no. He did have an ad, and, he comes in and out when he needs it. Okay?
Okay, well, I'll give him a call.
Yeah,
I'm not calling him a genius just because we want an ad.
Yeah, why don't you give him a call? Okay, Mitchell, we love you. we'd like to have
all right,
you
so listen,
back.
Listen.
What?
I just want to say something, but the point of the matter is, we don't want to gouge the passengers. We don't want to go crazy and say, we want $10 drop on the meter. No. What we could use is some peripheral stuff. And, in fact, I don't know what got into me one day, but I wrote this, manifesto fare increase proposal for the TLC, which is on our website somewhere, which I'm going to fluff up for this fare increase review, and I'm going to resend it to the taxi commission and to tell them that there are some things I would definitely like to put on a day-one scenario, which would help everybody keep their marbles intact, because I think what they could do, first of all, is have a mandatory $25 drop on any fares going out of town from that emanate in New York City. Instead of having all this look at the book and mileage and city line and blah, blah, blah. So listen, if you're going out of town across the city line, the drop for that fare will be $25. And after that, just let the meter run. I think that would be fair for everybody. I think that would generate a lot of work for the cabbies. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody would love it. Because, you get right down to it, that's what happens.
What about fares from Manhattan to, Hoboken or Jersey City or, close parts in New Jersey? It's just a trip through the tunnel, something like that.
Yeah. Me, I would say the same thing. I'd say just keep it like a $25 uniform drop for anything leaving the city. Be leaving the city line. Like if you wanted to go to New Jersey and jump through the tunnel, okay, it's probably going to be maybe $12 in mileage charge to go from Manhattan into Hoboken, but you'll get that $25 drop. So you're still going to get your $37, $40 fare plus the toll to go to Hoboken. And you can take, and this way you won't be the hoe in Hoboken getting $25 and paying the toll on the way back, which some of these Uber drivers do. That's Hoboken.
Let me ask you something. I hate to disagree with you, okay? But I've always...
No, you don't. You love disagreeing with me. Don't
well,
lie.
Well, I've always advocated that, fares to New Jersey should, first of all, that they have to cover the toll, whatever it may be, okay?
Right,
Okay. But if we had fares to New Jersey that were just for the meter, we'd get as many fares to New Jersey as we did to Brooklyn or Queens.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. And that would help business a lot.
Wait, back up. I'm saying uh-huh because I had an itch on my leg. Back up.
You want me to repeat that?
Please. Okay. Because I think I just agree to something I totally disagree.
Number one, I know you disagree, okay, but, and I've always felt this should be that fares to New Jersey, you know, I'm not talking about distant parts of New Jersey, okay? I'm talking about the parts that are close to the city, like Fort Lee, West New York, Hoboken, Jersey City, okay, places like that, okay, should be all tolls covered, okay, plus the metered fare, period.
And what? No, please.
Well, what? Why should? Why? And let me ask you: why should a trip to New Jersey that's close in cost more than a trip to Brooklyn? What's the difference?
All right. Well, if the car breaks down in New Jersey, what's the towing guy going to say?
How often is your car going to break down in New Jersey? Come on.
Listen. You're in the middle of nowhere. There has to be some protection for anything that happens outside of the city lines.
All right.
Plus, you cannot pick up going back. If you could pick up going back, then maybe. But right, you're in the middle of nowhere. You can't pick up a ride in New Jersey coming back into the city. That's what it covers.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Let me ask you a question. Then tell the truth, okay? Right. Have you ever picked up a fare in New Jersey? Ever?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. I would take my Fifth Amendment rights.
All right.
Well, I have a friend. I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll say I have a friend. I have a friend who was telling me that one time he had a drive to going to New Jersey. Right, he dropped off in Sinatra Land, like Hoboken, where all the bars are.
Yeah.
Right. And so he drops off the fare. The guy gets out, and a blind drunk kid gets in and goes, "Yeah, I'm going to 85th Street, New York, please," in Hoboken. And then he falls asleep. So that cab driver went back through the Lincoln Tunnel, ran the meter the regular way, went to 85th in New York, and the guy just paid the regular rate. No blood, no foul, you know?
Okay.
So, but I think that was before the GPS days, because if you do that now, I hope you got a lot of money in the bank.
I'll tell you the truth. I once took a fare to Newark Airport, right?
Yeah.
And right after I dropped off, somebody, before I had a chance to move the taxi, somebody walked over to me and asked me if I would take him to Baltimore.
To Baltimore?
Yeah. Where I really didn't want to take a ride to Baltimore, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And not to mention that it wasn't really legal for me to pick him up, okay?
Yeah, and so you can't do anything. You can take it to Baltimore, then he can legally say, "Call the cops, I'm not paying."
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, I gave him a price that he would refuse.
Good.
Okay.
$1,000.
Yeah, but I did pick up once at Newark Airport and went to Mahwah.
Mahwah, wah.
You know where Mahwah is?
Yeah, it's mosquito land. If you like mosquitoes, you'll love
Mahwah. No, I'm serious. Do you know where Mahwah, New Jersey is?
I like saying it. I don't know where it is.
It's if you take
Mahwah.
Have you ever taken Route 17? You know, from Paramus. You know, you take Route 4 to Route 17, and then you take Route 17 to where the New York State Thruway cuts in. Have you ever done that?
I know Route 17, but you got me on the last part. That's a long ride.
Yes, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
And it happened about 15 years ago. Okay.
Right.
You know, I confess. All right. And I ran the meter. Ran like $70. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were in Jersey, and then you ran another trip.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was cool. See that's one thing. He who was without cab guilt cast the first stone. I think every cab driver.
Look, every cabbie has done this at one time or another. Come on, you know. I mean, I just ran the meter. I let him pay the meter. Okay.
I got news for you. This is years ago. I think 1990 or something. Like
yeah,
that.
It was.
I had a trip to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a trip from LaGuardia. I had a trip from LaGuardia Airport to Washington, D.C., like the plane was canceled, they were fogged in, and I told one guy, I said, listen, why don't you just go in and get some people that will just pay me what you would pay to pay the airline at the time. And ironically, I think it was Trump Air with Trump at the shuttle.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, okay. So he gets four people. They each pay what they would. I made back then, I got like $85 a piece, $340. Like with the tips was like $360, $370. Mm-hmm. Dropped off in the airport because I said, listen, I'm not going to be running around these local streets. I'm just going to drop you guys at the airport because I don't want to get lost. He goes, okay, because there's no GPS or nothing. So I drop him there, and there had to be about three or four people inside the airport in the same boat because they couldn't get a plane by the time I got there. And they started drifting towards the cab, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw like two or three Washington, D.C. airport police looking at the New York City yellow cab. And the New Yorkers, who thought like an angel had just come into their lives, walking towards me. And I was also to like do the group ride going back to New York. But it was like something out of a movie. Like the people are inching towards me because they see like one of their cabs from New York. And the cops are starting to like turn around, like three or four of them looking at me. And they're each like starting to approach me. So I just got the hell out. I turned into a big wuss. I easily could have gotten them going back to New York from Washington, D.C., which would have been an all-time story.
Uh-huh. I'm sure there's lots of stories like that, you know?
But then any cabbies listening, I got to warn you, if you do that, mm-hmm. these people can legally just say, well, goodbye. They don't have to pay you because you have no recourse to get the money. Mm-hmm. They might want to keep that little bit.
Uh-huh.
But yes, we all have...
Okay, this is what they call taxi cab confessions. You know,
that's another show altogether.
The X-rated version.
Yeah.
Okay.
The different is. Don't get us sued, please. We have
okay.
a limited budget.
All right, look, we're running out of time here, Mike. I just want to bring up this one story that was in Crane's yesterday.
Yeah.
How several small-time investors got hosed when Uber crashed the taxi market. Okay,
and what was that again? I heard the part about
hosed. They got hosed.
Hosed.
Yeah, H-O-S-E-D.
What about
well, there's a story here about a doctor who, this is what really gets me about our friend Andrew Cuomo. Okay, boy, was he enthusiastic, him and Mike Bloomberg, when they okayed when the courts overturned. On appeal, the law allowing green cabs to come into existence. Okay, boy, were they enthusiastic about how great this was going to be, if you recall.
Right.
Oh yeah. And Bloomberg's. Oh, this is just a great thing for the city. Now we have taxis in the outer boroughs. You know, and they don't have to. You know, negotiate anymore with the. Crooked, gypsy drivers and, you know, all of this, right? So this doctor invested $75,000for five green cab permits that he bought secondhand, okay? Because they were only going for $1,500 apiece, okay? So now they're in the hands...
$7,500. $7,500.
No, $75,000. Because they were in the hands of a broker who flipped them. Okay? In other words, the broker bought five permits from the city and then flipped them for $75,000. Which, so if you do the math, 75 divided by 75 divided by 5 is what, Mr. Mathhead? 75 divided by 5 is, so he sold them for $15,000 a piece, right?
Right.
He paid $1,500 a piece for them, and the doctor put up another $325,000 for vehicles.
Oh,
okay,
Christ.
So he bought vehicles and five permits, five vehicles would cost $325,000. This doesn't make sense, but this is what it says. It says in Crane's. It says, so he paid the broker $75,000 for five green cab permits plus another $325,000 for vehicles. And then he turned away and let the broker manage them. Okay? Sometime later, I'm not sure exactly, without reading the article, I don't see how long it was, maybe a year or two later, he decided to check up on his investment. right? Where he found all of these vehicles sitting idle in a parking lot in Mill Basin, Brooklyn, okay? Okay, with no plates on them, you know, they were hacked up, some of them weren't hacked up, okay?
Right.
And he was told, well, we don't have drivers because of Uber.
Right.
You know, so, you know, he's suing this, you know, and there's a little soundbite from our friend Nancy Soria,
right.
You know, the first green cab buyer, right? And you
know, I love Nancy Soria. She's the best. Her and Carolyn, those are my girlfriends. I'm gonna be a polygamist, and I'm thinking about marrying all these women in the taxi business because they do nothing but work hard, and they're hard worker, and they're great women.
Well,
God bless them.
I think you could do that in Saudi Arabia, and if you go there, maybe you could borrow $3 billion like Uber did.
I just might do that.
Yeah.
You think you get around? That sounds like the way to go.
All right, but anyway, Nancy said.
I got a better idea for the Saudi Arabians. Why don't they just pay for their own sand instead of spending $3 billion on Uber? Why don't they go down to the corner and buy some sand from one of the vendors in Saudi Arabia?
Okay.
I think they'd get a better deal.
Anyway, yeah. Nancy said in this article. Okay. Which is also on, which you can read. It's on the, actually, it's the very first article up there today, on the on the news page. She said that she went out the other morning at 8:30 and didn't pick up her first fare till 11 o'clock. That's how rotten it's gotten for the any green drivers that are still out there. So I would like to just say to our friends Mike Bloomberg and Mayor and Governor Andrew Cuomo, what happened? Why did you do this?
We have to start calling him President Cuomo.
Yeah, I know.
Cuomo 2020.
No, he ain't going to be president. There's no way.
Tell him that.
Don't haunt me with that, all right? The guy that wants to put Uber cars all over the state of New York, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't even want to go there. All right, but the point is this: they were so hot and so enthusiastic about putting these green cars out, okay?
Yeah.
And then they allowed Uber to come in and crush them, okay? How many people got robbed? How many people got robbed? How many people bought cars in the sitting, okay? How many people, you know, took whatever money they could scrape up to get one of these green cab pyramids? Okay,
right.
You know, not
how
to
many people trusted the city of New York, the faith and credit of the city of New York, with elected officials who are supposed to be taking care of the people who live and work here, and now they're pimping them out like gumdrops. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
that's what this is all about.
Well, at least
they should be running from the dog catcher. That's what they should be running.
At least they should back up the work that they've done, such as auctioning off medallions for over $1 million. Okay. And then turning around and saying, well, you know, the market went down. Oh, you know, the market went down.
Well, yeah.
Why did the market go down? Because you let it go down. You didn't care.
On purpose,
you know,
in my opinion.
Why did you let it go down? Well, you know, and we could surmise. Okay?
Dude, all of a sudden you just like morphed into this weird voice. Sound like a gargoyle.
Oh, good.
Did you hit a button or something?
No. I'll have to listen to the playback. All right.
Anyway, let me say goodbye because you sound like something from a horror movie.
I am.
You're like gargoyle voice.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm horrid.
Okay.
I'm horrified at the things that have happened to the business that we so diligently. You know,
no. I mean, honestly, your voice sounds now. It's like something happened with the vocals. So I'm gonna say goodbye, New York. It's been a great show. And Abe, let's finish the show. Say goodbye, Abe, and you can
goodbye,
call me back.
Goodbye, Abe.
Okay, good. I'll catch you again.
Goodbye,
world. And check out the website. Right. Use the advertisers.
Listen. Yeah. Call up Taxi CPA and get your taxes done, please. Okay. You know, go to our main page on NYC Taxi News. Okay.
Exactly.
And give him a call, Okay, Tony Tax, okay?
Yeah.
And his number is 718-413-6126. Call up Checker. Check out Checker, okay?
Yeah.
MTBOT Ron, okay? You know, you know, go to, you know, drivers, come back. Stop.
Exactly. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I know. And what's his name in Brooklyn? The King Brokerage, okay? He's out there in Bay Ridge. Okay, Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge.
Now listen. What? I just want to interrupt real quick. And when you play the show back, you're going to hear, I think that nobody can understand what the hell you're talking about.
No.
You're garbling up.
No, that's what you're hearing. You're going to see when you listen back that it's you and not the recording equipment. Okay?
Okay. Well, listen, I can't hear you, so I'm going to say goodbye, New York, and thank you very much for listening to the show. And Abe, I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.